All right, Jason. Yes, Mike Tomlin makes the decision that was, I think, really unpopular around here. We even heard some of the boo birds. I mean, that's a hell of a move by him to bench a 4-2 quarterback. Can you see this team now being a contender in the AFC now that it looks like maybe they'll be able to throw the football a little bit?
Well, first of all, it was an incredibly gutsy move and one I thought was probably overthinking things a little bit. And maybe, you know, that the time for experimentation had passed when your team's winning games like that. But contender, I look, are they going to win a Super Bowl? I don't know. And I know that the broadcast made a lot of this move being done because you're, you know, that's what you're trying to figure out, which of these guys gives you a better chance to win a Super Bowl. Like, you've got a dynasty difference. You've got another team in your division that's doing some incredible things offensively. There's a lot of good football teams out there. I just think it's about continuing to win games. And now they've got two quarterbacks they probably feel fairly comfortable winning games with. And I do think there might be a melding of this at some point. That not that you're going to see it maybe as we do in some situations. But I do wonder, as Russell gets his sea legs back, and as guys get comfortable with him, if there might be downs and distances and parts of the field where it makes sense to get Fields still involved, and now you throw that wrinkle at defense as well, and you kind of take it to another level where you kind of have to prepare for both, or at least prepare for both maybe in the red zone or in short yardage, in goal line. I mean, color me intrigued. It certainly brought out the best in Pickens. I mean, you had Warren show up. You had Pickens show up. You had both tight ends show up. Vance Joseph show up. Like it seemed to bring out Van Jefferson. I don't know why I said Vance Joseph. It seemed to bring out the best in a lot. I got Denver on the brain. Seems like it brought out the best in a lot of people. So good on Mike Tomlin for having the conviction to try it.
Jason, is this now a two-team race for the AFC North? Has the Steelers and the Ravens separated themselves from the Browns and the Bengals?
I have major issues with the Bengals, but I can't say that they're out of it. Like, I don't really buy this mini winning streak that they're on. And now the defense has righted some things, and they're not giving up chunk plays everywhere, but they're still not good third down and red zone defensively. And offensively, they can't move the ball. Now, these are two straight weeks where Giants and Browns, I mean, okay, good defenses, but the Browns are not what they were a year ago. And you know, we're talking like 250 net yards in one game, just barely over 300 in the other. I think that they're 6-for-24 on third down the last 2 weeks. Like, how is that possible with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and this Chase Brown kid? The offensive line looks like it's starting to become a bit of an issue again. But, I mean, saying all that, they're right back in the mix. And, like, they've got another shot at Baltimore in a couple weeks. And that was a game where if the Bengals punter slash holder handles a ball correctly and they kick a field goal, they've got the upper hand on Baltimore already head-to-head. So, no, I think it's a three-team race, you know, for now. The Bengals' margin of error is incredibly slim. And, again, they're not passing my eye test, but they're still there in the standings, and we still got a lot of football to play.
Jason Luckenfora joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Okay, so the Ravens, I mean, they're running the hell out of this football, averaging 400-plus yards per game, scoring a ton of points. We're not as close to it, obviously, as you are. Is this the best the offense has looked in the Lamar Jackson era?
Without a doubt. I don't even think it's really close, because they can beat you a bunch of different ways. Like, they can beat you downfield with wide receivers. They can beat you intermediate and downfield with tight ends. The running backs are now a part of this passing game in a way that they never were in the past. They can beat you at the horizontal passing game. Lamar is diagnosing the blitz and finding his hots and understanding what teams are trying to do to him at a level that he never did before, you know, even in his previous MVP years. They're leaning into some personnel groupings that you don't see a ton of in the NFL, 21 and 22, with a lot of big bodies. And they're getting under center, and they're running play action out of it. And they're doing it with a 300-pound fullback and a 250-pound running back who – boy, you have to respect that they're just going to hand it off to Henry behind Ricard. But if they don't, you've probably got one or two mismatches downfield with Zay Flowers or Isaiah Likely or Mark Andrews. They're presenting some real schematic looks that teams are having to sort of pick their poison and find out which way do we want them to hemorrhage us? Like, what are we more comfortable with? Like, they're going to get their yards. Kind of, how do we want to have to make them earn it? It's pretty incredible. And then in the run game, I mean, it's a three-man run game. You know, Derrick Henry's doing incredible stuff, and he's running for more yards in the fourth quarter than a lot of starting running backs are for the season. But you still have to, you know, is Lamar Jackson going to keep this ball? You know, is he going to throw it to Justice Hill? Like, we're starting to see Justice Hill and Derrick Henry on the field together a little bit more. Like, I don't know, man. The offensive line was a real issue the first few weeks. They've now got a five-man unit that they pretty much trust. Like, nothing's unstoppable, but what they're doing right now, what the Lions are doing right now, is just in another class for me.
Jason, is the defense as bad as it looks statistically, particularly through the air?
Yeah. No, they absolutely have problems defensively. I mean, they brought in Dean Pease, who retired four times, to help straighten the defense out, because they've got a 30-something coordinator who's a little over his head right now. They had more communication issues last night. Roquan Smith is being isolated in coverage. He's being picked on mercilessly. You know, Patrick Queen, I know people up there maybe aren't totally happy with him. I can tell you this, Roquan Smith would take him back in a second. The Roquan Smith-Patrick Queen coupling was really at the center, the connective tissue of everything they did defensively. And this young man, Trenton Simpson, who's replacing Queen, is really fast. And I think he's got a bright future, but he don't know what he don't know. And so the him and Roquan together is a problem in coverage. Their free safety, Marcus Williams, he doesn't get anywhere close to the football. He doesn't seem to be all that interested in playing that much anymore. They haven't unlocked Kyle Hamilton in this scheme the way they did in Mike McDonald's. They've got a lot of work to do still on that side of the ball. No two ways about it. It's a lot easier to live that way when your offense can roll up 40-something on anybody, home or road. But I'll be very interested to see what they do at the deadline. It wouldn't shock me if they get a veteran linebacker. You know, if they try to get a Jordan Hicks or somebody else like that from one of these lesser teams who doesn't cost a lot to settle some things down. And then, you know, you can never have enough pass rush. Maybe they lean into, like, what a Tyrann Mathieu makes some sense for them. And having him in the same backfield as defensive backfield as Kyle Hamilton. They're going to have to do something. No, it's not good enough. It's not Super Bowl quality on defense.
Jason, awesome stuff as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Jason.
Take care. Jason LaConfora, he battled through some connectivity issues there.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to us by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, Mayo Game Day. Be delicious. Defense bad. I mean, getting Patrick Queen might be worth it just to get him away from the Ravens.
Right.
Honestly. You know, people had talked about Queen. Is he going to be good without Roquan? Roquan not looking so good without Queen. And Queen played great 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he did.
I'm not sure he was bad on Sunday either. I mean, Breece Hall's going to make a lot of guys miss. And they seem to settle down in the second half.